8:15 a.m. This meeting is being recorded. I'll call a meeting to order. Do you have any additions?
Yes, I do. So Judy Gort came in. She's looking for a little bit of part-time work, and I would like to know if it's okay to bring her in 2 to 4 hours a week, as needed, to help me get some of the stuff done that I don't usually have time for, like typing up indexes for binders or filing, typing up dogs, stuff like...
Catching up.
Yeah. And I'd also kind of like to train her so that she can sit here for my vacation, which will probably be in November. And if it's okay to hire her, I would need you guys to vote on an hourly wage for her.
What do you think?
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm sure $15 an hour that she previously worked for is acceptable, or... I just noticed that was an amount that you had mentioned.
Yep, that's what she made when she did, like, secretary-type stuff for the planning board.
And she didn't... She was fine with that?
Yep.
Fine with that.
Sorry,
I'm good. I think instead of putting all of our pressure on the Wanda when Aaron's out or something, it would be good to have somebody to come in.
Marla covered it last time, but she has a full-time job and three grandchildren, and she volunteers, so like she's pretty busy.
So, make a motion that we hire Judy Bork to be our assistant town clerk at $15 per hour.
Seconded it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So aye. Vote.
Just leave the amount of her time up to Aaron.
Yeah, I don't think we'd have a problem if you get buried if she came in for 3 hours or 2 hours.
Well, she also would be a big help with the town report. She was telling me that... See, I have Staples do the cover, but I print every other page of this book, and then I hole punch them 6 sheets at a time and bind them myself. And she ran like a printing company, right? And she was telling me that for not much more money, you can buy the paper already punched, and she would be more than willing to come help put them together and... That would be a huge help, because January's stressful.
Do as you deem necessary.
That's
that
all
it?
Yep.
Town truck tariff update.
Has anyone heard anything?
Sandy didn't call you?
Me?
No. John. Are you serious? Really?
I think tariffs have been paused for another 90 days.
90 days.
Heard, right?
Right.
So I don't know that we'll know anymore.
Essentially, it should be placing that order.
Right.
And that's if they can't tell us dollars and cents, I mean, that's...
Well, they don't know.
Well, if they're going to pause the tariffs for 90 days, or are we just going to order the fucking thing without knowing what it costs?
Yeah, because he said we wouldn't be liable for it if we didn't get to take the truck.
Past a certain point, once on the line, we will have to make a decision to buy it or not buy it, because then they just turn around and more than likely would drop the stick out of it, put an automatic in it, and put it for open... John, you have his number, Sandy's.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, it's on my phone. We meet. When we? What date did we meet here last?
On the 7th.
7th.
Yeah.
You got it.
734-7211.
You got it right there.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. We're at our town meeting, special meeting this morning on this town truck.
Yeah.
Wondering about the tariff update on anything.
Yeah, I did get those numbers, and I think we're going to be able to stick with the number that you have. I got a letter yesterday. I just got to put the escalator in there, but we planned on a partial escalator on there that they had warned us about. So
okay.
I think I'll confirm when I get back. What time is your meeting?
We're at it right now.
Okay. I'm going to say go ahead and go with that number.
Okay.
I'm 99% sure we're good, and I'll back it up.
Okay.
So, yep.
Does that go for the equipment too, Sandy?
I have no control over their pricing. You'd have to talk to them about that.
All right. I don't know
what they did, but as far as the chassis goes, we're good. The key would be, I've got to have the order in here in May. So,
right.
And if you give me the go-ahead, we're going to put it in anyhow, and it would be built, and we'd have it at the end of the summer, the chassis.
The chassis would be done by what date, you think?
I will know when I get this in the system, but I would expect to see that by August. That would be my best estimate right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you guys want to do? You want to tell them to go ahead and build it? I think we should. Jeff?
Fine by me.
All right, go ahead and build it. And then
okay.
Touch with Erin what you need, and
okay.
She'll take care of it from there.
Yeah. The only thing I need right now is just on that proposal on page 2. There's a place at the bottom to sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need for now, and you can just sign that, scan it, and send it to me. And that's all I need, and I'll get things going.
So. Okay. Anybody got any more questions? Nope. Sounds good, Sandy. Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You bet. Take care.
Goodbye.
Yeah,
John, did he ever get back to us at all on the red truck?
Well, we should have. They did it. Like I said, Tuesday they were here. Somebody spotted them here checking that truck over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just day before yesterday?
Yeah.
This week? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me touch base with them on that.
I'm sorry.
So I'll touch base with them on that real quick.
Yeah.
Page 2 looks like it needs it down there. And I need a vote.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, sorry about that. We were just wondering an update on the international that we were going to get a number on.
Yes. Oh, as far as a trade range?
Yeah.
I don't have that number with me, but I do have it at my desk. I forget what I had down for that.
$1 million?
No, not at all.
half a million.
All right, we'll compromise at a half.
Yeah, there you go. I can give you a ring back, but I don't have that in front of me, and I'm not sure where we ended up with it.
Okay. Could you contact us today with that?
Yeah, I'll give you a ring back with that as soon as I get in the office.
Okay.
Be an hour or so.
Okay.
But, that's just kind of a range, and then we'll have to look at it again, just before we take it in. But at least I can put you in the ballpark where
right.
It's going to be.
Okay.
Being this age. So,
all right.
We'll get back to you, Mike.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandy.
Yeah, bye. You bet. Bye.
Yeah. John,
I make a motion. We accept this quote. Or this bid for this truck as of today.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So move.
Do you want the dollar amount on the record, Erin, or is it just the paper good enough?
We really can't because we don't have that trade-in amount.
Right.
And we don't have, he was thinking that was, yeah, okay.
He was 99% sure on that number.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. You want to contact the rest of the half of the other half of that truck at some point and just touch base with them a little bit? on that.
Look
at him. He said end of August, didn't it? He said around August that would be done.
Yeah.
So.
I can talk to him.
My only thing is, now we've got the truck ordered. It supposedly 90 days tariff deal is off for now. So if we can get this stuff, if we can pay for it now, without dealing with a 90% tariff, if they can, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would probably be better than waiting.
The plow stuff, you mean? That yeah. side of it?
Yeah.
Did we decide who yet?
Everest.
Everest?
Yeah.
It's you know.
They're out of Canada.
Oh. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know that's
going to go through
at a bare minimum.
Right.
It's already existing for 10%, so.
But they can do it. It's the quality.
Right.
You can go to the other one and wish you hadn't.
Right.
So, do we have a way to pay for it if they decide we can do that?
I think we can, right, guys, yes. with that money in the CD?
How much do we take out?
That much.
I left 10,000 in it because we have the other one that we could take out of too, and I didn't want to close it.
Right.
So only one of them is that one that was coming up for
renewal.
That's the one you.
Yeah.
What was that? 100, a little over 100 grand for.
Yeah, 102, I think.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
Hydraulics, plows, the whole. Yeah.
Both of them.
And if they drop ship that chassis.
Okay.
I'm not very organized today. So I took out $147,442.55.
So we could pay for.
Yeah, because wow, 25. If it is 25% of 103.
And then the other. Equipment CD renews. I mean, if that one was April, the other one must be October.
We need the money before then.
We can pull it out early. There'll just be a penalty on it, and I'm not sure what the penalty will be, but if we need the money before it renews.
Yeah, it will cost us another $25,000 if we get the tariff on the stuff later on at that 103 if it's 25% tariff on it. So we'll probably have to see what it would cost to pull that CD out.
If we pay for it, is any of the equipment existing so we can pay for it and not wait for...
They do have stuff in stock. I don't know if they have the right stuff for that or not. But if we pay for it, they're going to get it here as soon as possible. But and try to beat it because I see the shit going down by the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's an installed price.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would
get on that.
I would buy the whole. I would buy it all.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for it all with some kind of commitment from them. Is mm-hmm. you know how much? How mm-hmm. much? They have of our spec stuff there.
That's a number for Fairfield. If you want to do it, Mike,
okay.
Straight ahead, Mike.
That so I mean,
Start.
You said you had we got 147.
Mm-hmm.
So I would. Do we know if Sandy wants any money down?
Nope. Nothing until that truck hits four. Nothing until it hits the.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's what I do. I'd buy all that now.
Good.
Thank you. Do we want to call them guys right now? Fairfield?
That's for the plow and
the plow, wing. The wing, the sander.
We know exactly what we got to have.
Yep, John does.
Yep.
Did you talk to a certain guy there, John?
Yeah.
I'd call him if we're...
That's his cell phone. Sure
you know, find out where we stand if we turn around and order it now. Stuff you got,
right.
Set it aside, whatever it's paid for, it's ours.
You want me to do that now? Call them?
I would. Just so you know whether they'll, you know, even quote unquote do it per se. Hold the line on stuff if we pay for it.
Hmm.
Good morning, HP Fairfield.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good. This is the town of Kirby. We're at a psych board's meeting right now, and we were talking with Western Star on ordering our truck, and John O'Heiner has talked with somebody down there about the plow and the wing and the sander and the body.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Is that anybody I can speak to with on that?
I'm thinking, so Kirby is Vermont, correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. I believe it would be Mike Callback that you're looking to speak with.
Okay.
He's the salesperson for that region.
Okay.
And would you like his, I'll give you his cell phone number, and then I'll try to transfer you, if that would be helpful.
Yeah, that would.
That way, in case he's on the road, because he might be.
Okay.
And if you get his voicemail, please leave him a message, tell him what's going on, and he'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, his number is 603-722-8106.
Okay.
And I will try to transfer you right now, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All the same specs, John, as the 17.
Pretty damn close, yep.
Yep, good. Body spreader.
Not spelled like you have to call him back.
So. No, that's how I spelled it.
Hi, it's Mike, HP Fairfield. Please leave a brief message and I'll return your call when I can. Thank you.
Hi, Mike. This is Mike Bickford, road commissioner for the town of Kirby. We're at a select board's meeting this morning. Didn't know if we could try to touch base with you on some certain items. If you could call me back at 802-535-9476, that would be appreciated. Thank you. Right. Well, I can, if I get a hold of them, I'll let everybody know what's going on. Okay?
Works for me.
Okay. Good with that, John? All good?
All good.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, MCRF loan documents.
Whole bunch of paperwork for that $865,000 of new loan. You pretty much have to flip through like every page. If it has three lines, it needs all of you, and there's I think one or two pages that just need.
That's the loan we tried to get the $4 million on, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I haven't heard back from Heather on how much we can borrow yet. She basically just asked what kind of a loan it would be, and I said it would be a FEMA reimbursement, and then I've heard nothing else. So.
Okay, but you did contact her.
Yep.
Okay. I'm in there quite a bit. I'll touch base with her, too.
Dr. Vinny Goldbach.
How's your foot?
It's getting by. I'm getting
still haven't been able to see anybody? You're not taking the time to.
No. I've actually was supposed to.
I know you've had appointments.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Dartmouth on it there, but I haven't got a call back from Dartmouth, so I got to touch base with them again. And
all the way down there.
They're like 90 days out.
Huh?
They're like 90 days out.
Down there?
Everything.
I've been waiting for an appointment to call me for 5 weeks. And they said it'd be 5 to 10 weeks just to get the call for an appointment. Endocrinologist, diabetes.
Yeah.
Then he said it'd be anywhere between 5 to 15 weeks after that when you get the appointment. So you could get me.
Getting to the point where I'm almost getting immune to it now.
Just get that permanent hop in your step, huh?
Every day there's 50, 60 people waiting in the waiting room to get in. Every day.
Okay.
So can I have Jeff sign this one because we need someone to witness mine and Keith's signatures. You can just sign there, saying that Keith and I signed that. You're just a witness.
Which will be brought to trial.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Okay, the next special select board meetings. So we have the Carlo viewing on Monday morning, the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
At 8:15. And then we have a road bids meeting on Tuesday, April 29th at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm told, as of yet, there's no bids.
Don't they come in on the 21st is the date for the bids?
23rd.
Which is week from today.
Perfect. I'm sure we'll get one or two by then.
I certainly hope so.
I heard that precast in all New England and New York is 1.5 to 2 years out.
Mm-hmm.
Just heard that.
Okay, anybody got anything else they want to add before we adjourn this meeting? The next monthly select board meeting will be May 5th, 6 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.